A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were talking and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What were you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place here these last days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described. But him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave them the impression that he was going on farther, but they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them, and it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. The other day, we were asked by a mum to try to answer some of her 5-year-old daughter's faith questions. Who can know the mind of a 5-year-old? I thought to myself. I was rather hesitant. But when we talked to Mia, I realized her questions were surprisingly adult. It was a thrill to talk to her. One question has stayed with me. If God really loves me, why did he let me fall off my bike? She asked. All three of us struggled to answer this profound question, getting lost in free will and so on. But then I had an inspiration. I know a few mums who, when something happens to their children, say, "Mummy, kiss it better." I asked Mia if Mummy had said that, and she said yes. So I could say, that's what God says too. Jesus will kiss it better. God, through Jesus, is with us when bad things happen, and he helps us get over it, to pick ourselves up and start again. Cleopas and his friend had the same problem with God. We had hoped that Jesus would be the one to set Israel free, but instead, he was nailed to the cross, defeated and a failure. Then Jesus, replying to them, said, "You foolish men, so slow to believe the message of the prophets." And he told them of the other way. Jesus redeeming, healing, leading through his death. After recognizing him at the breaking of the bread, they could say, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us on the journey?" Well, I am like that. My doubts and worries seem to say, "God has let me down." And I say it so many, many times. But every now and again, I receive the comforting Jesus kiss it better experience. And how wonderful it is. My heart too, burning with the loving, healing presence of Jesus. We too recognize Jesus at the breaking of the bread, that spark of recognition, not always, but often enough for me to realize God never leaves me to face my troubles alone. Thank you.